Was the work conceived to complement or contrast anything else in the Singapore scene?
I sort of answered that in my earlier question, right? Yeah. You know, when I sort of, you know, I had this conversation with Ivan, and, you know, if you look back at my own personal work, I've done a lot of comedies with Wild Rice. And that was done for a particular reason as well, which I can talk about if you want me to. But, I mean, purely from... in the early days of Wild Rice, Ivan would do the new writing, and I would do the classics. Okay, and that's sort of how we organically decided on who does what. Because at that stage, I had already done a lot of new writing in London, and I came back and Ivan asked me what I want to do, and I said, I want to do the classics, and I want to do the classic comedies. But the comedies, one of the reasons was financial in a way, because we were a young company and we had to build up our coffers in order for us to do the more experimental and edgy things. But the other reason why I wanted to do comedies was a response I felt at the time when I had first come back to Singapore to the people around me. I just felt that Singapore had become a miserable place. You know, I grew up in Singapore in the 60s and 70s when it was just more fun. There were less rules and regulations, and it was just a freer place, and we could just be who we wanted to be. And then I went to England for 20 years, and I came back in the early noughties, and it wasn't the same Singapore that I had grew up in. And my immediate response was to do comedies, because I just felt people needed to breathe, and I just felt people needed to laugh to remind themselves that they're human beings, because we're all on this treadmill, right? We're all like robots in Singapore, and that was why I wanted to do comedies, even though I know that a lot of my fellow practitioners accuse me of being a populist director, but that's fine. If it made people laugh, hey, that's great. It made people remind people that they're human beings when they laughed. That's great, because when they laugh, they're laughing at something that they identify with, and it's all part of the human condition. You know what they're laughing about reminds a lot. You know, when they laugh at something, means that they can identify with something. Right, with a human foible or human folly or human, something human, something about the human condition, and if it makes them laugh, it's great.
Do you see a trend like your choice of doing a tragedy at this period of time? Do you think? Do you find yourself reflecting back upon it? Like, do you think it came at a timely position?
Yeah, well, okay, I think what happened was, you know, with after the last election, you know, we did Cooling Off Day, and, you know, it was part of the theatre festival, so it was a new play, and, you know, with all new plays, we don't expect a lot of audiences, we don't know what the reaction is going to be. It was a new form of theatre that Alfin was doing, verbatim theatre as well. So we didn't know how that was going to go down, right? You know, on paper, it sounds damn boring. It's like, what, verbatim theater? You can go around interviewing people and you can put the interviews on stage. They're all monologues. It's like, you know, how are people going to respond to that? So it was very experimental as far as we're concerned. So after the last session, we did Cooling Off Day, and the response was amazing. And we just felt that the time was right, that people wanted to really hear something different, that actually they wanted to hear their own voices on stage. They wanted to hear what they were talking about in their kopitiams, you know, or behind closed doors. They suddenly hearing it on stage. It started for me with Dim Sum Dollies when I was directing the history of Singapore in 2007, right? Yeah, you saw that, yeah. And, you know, I mean, we were taking digs at minister's salaries, taking digs at the family, etc., etc. And then, you know, I just realized, oh my God, you know, the Singaporeans really want to hear these important things that they're talking about on stage, you know. And then Cooling Off Day happened, and then for me again, when I did Cook a Pot of Curry, I just felt it was just a combination of things that I had directed. You know, I didn't do Cooling Off Day, but you know, I had done History of Singapore with Dim Sum Dollies. Of course, it started off with my first Dim Sum Dollies is in 2004, which is the Revenge of the Dim Sum Dollies. But I mean, I'm sure you know, but Dim Sum Dollies really began actually with Ivan and with Selena, because he directed the first Dim Sum Dollies, and a lot of it came up from the Wild Rice Ball as well. You know, working with Selena and Pam and Emma, with Ivan, and then eventually with me. Mm-hmm. So Cooling Off Day, and then for me, Cook a Pot of Curry, and the response to that. I mean, you know, it was quite overwhelming. It was the most sold out show of you know, in recent history. You know, I mean, literally midway through the run, we were completely sold out, and I couldn't even get tickets for myself or for my friends. You know, the response was amazing. I think people really, really just wanted to hear in a theatre with other Singaporeans, and some people agreed and some people didn't agree,
yeah,
right, in the audience, and that was amazing. And I think people just wanted not just to be in the confines of their television room watching TV or in their dining room just talking with their husbands or wives. They wanted to hear other Singaporeans and what other Singaporeans felt and what other things were talking about. And I think Cooling Off Day and Cook a Pot of Curry allowed that platform just to start off that dialogue, you know, and to think, oh, I'm not the only one thinking this way. Other people are thinking this way as well. You know, there's a sense of a shared experience, and that is what theatre is all about, that shared experience. So I think that...
how did that build up into...
And then, you know, of course, there was importance of being earnest along the way. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, I mean, it was... Yes, The Importance of Being Earnest is a classic comedy, and of course, audiences went for that. But in my interpretation of it, again, you know, it was just a whim. It was just a whim. I just thought, okay, I think it should be all male. And, you know, again, that was a response, actually. I mean, on hindsight now, I can tell. But at the time, I couldn't tell. But I was part of the campaign to repeal 377A in 2007. And that campaign was unsuccessful. And The Importance of Being Earnest came out of that.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like, it was like, are you saying that gay people don't exist in Singapore? Well, okay, I'm going to do The Importance of Being Earnest, because The Importance of Being Earnest is my house, it's my community, it's my world.
Yeah.
It's my world. You know, every weekend my friends get together and, you know, we just have a great time, you know. So don't deny that we don't exist. So Infonus Men came out of that, and the response of it was amazing as well. First run, and then the second run 4 years later, you know, it was really quite overwhelming, the response to Infonus Being Earnest and people getting it. People getting the what we were trying to say, above and beyond the fact that it's just a comedy, right? A comedy of manners, comedy of, yeah. But obviously we were saying a lot of other things through that production. So anyway, Cooling Off Day. So I think that a combination of a lot of things, you know, brought me to saying to Ivan, look, I wanted to do a House of Banana Arbor for the past 20 years, and I think the time is ripe. The time is ripe for me to do it. The time is ripe for me to do Public Enemy next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a series of events from 2007 to where we are today, with the campaign to repeal 377A being unsuccessful, to the last elections, to now, you know, with the white paper, and then now the Singapore will be turning 50 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.